From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. The Eurozone braces for a Greek default. Greek Prime Minister Alexis Tsipras has closed the country's banks and is restricting cash withdrawals by depositors. The action came after a stalemate deepened between Greece and its international lenders, who were demanding more austerity measures from the debt-strapped nation. In a televised address, Mr. Tsipras blamed the country's creditors for the crisis that threatens Greece's membership in the Eurozone. Some Greek citizens struck a similarly defiant tone.
It's obvious that we will see in the next day various forms of orchestrated attempts towards of economic aggression. It cannot be described in any other way.
Now it's our time to say no, because they want the whole our land. They want our freedom, they want our rights, they want our properties, they want our homeland.
Greece's Prime Minister Alexis Tsipras said Europe's rejection of Greece's request for an extension of a bailout program until after a referendum is, quoting now, an unprecedented act by European standards. Marie Harf, the U.S. State Department's senior advisor for strategic communications, says all parties at the Iran nuclear talks in Vienna plan to continue negotiating past the June 30th deadline. Federica Mogherini is the EU foreign policy chief.
The ministers will come back here in the coming days, as soon as the work on the text has moved forward, to finalize.
At least two people were killed in overnight violence in Burundi's capital, Bujumbura. Tensions are rising in the country in the lead-up to elections. This is VOA News. More than 500 people have been sent to hospitals in Taiwan with burns after a fire broke out at a water park party late Saturday, Ralph Jennings reports.
An explosion of colored theatrical powder in a Taipei suburb late Saturday touched off a fire along the ground of the Formosa Fun Coast, a water theme park where about 1,000 people were gathered for a privately organized party called Color Play Asia. A new Taipei City Fire Department official said most of the 516 who were reported hurt suffered burns to their lower bodies. Taiwan Premier Mao Zedong told reporters Sunday the priority was to ensure the victims had proper medication. Taiwan President Ma Ying-jeou visited victims at one Taipei hospital and pledged to find the people responsible for the fire. Ralph Jennings, Taipei.
An unmanned U.S. rocket carrying supplies to the International Space Station exploded shortly after liftoff Sunday, sending bits and pieces of cargo plunging into the Atlantic Ocean. William Gerstenmaier is NASA's top spaceflight official.
This is a blow to us. We lost a lot of important research equipment on this flight. We lost the IDA, the docking adapter that we had planned to set us up for later. Again, we'll be able to recover from that. We lost a spacesuit. Again, we'll see how we can recover from that, and we lost a lot of research.
It was the third mission failure in 8 months. A Russian cargo ship returning from the space station spinned out of control upon reentry in April, and another supply ship was destroyed in a launch accident last October. Kuwait said Sunday it has identified a Saudi national as the suicide bomber that attacked a crowded Shiite mosque, killing 27 people and wounding 227. The Interior Ministry said Fahd Suleiman Abdulmohsen Al-Kabah is responsible for Friday's attack on the mosque. Authorities said he flew into the country at dawn Friday, just hours before detonating the explosives. The incident in Kuwait was one of three terrorist attacks on Friday on three continents. Pakistan's military says airstrikes have killed 23 militants in the country's northwest tribal regions near the Afghan border. A military statement Sunday said Pakistan's Air Force struck a huge ammunition dump in Khyber and North Waziristan districts. It also said some foreigners were killed. The remote area is off limits to journalists, and the Army's claims have not been independently verified. David Sweat, one of two New York State inmates who escaped from prison 3 weeks ago, has been shot and taken into custody by U.S. law enforcement officials. Sweat was caught Sunday in the town of Constable, New York, near the Canadian border, 2 days after a federal agent shot and killed Richard Matt, the other escapee from the maximum security prison.
That's the latest world news from VOA.